nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Assemble the rest of the team.
Creatures of the deep, assemble!
Assemble!
To assemble the finest crew imaginable.
Sort of like a team. Earth's mightiest heroes type thing.
Oh, what a loser!
Assemble!
Morning show assembled. JP Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. We are here for you on a Thursday, April 15th, or as Coriel calls it, payday.
That's so funny because I literally was just going to say, yeah, baby, and it's payday.
Yeah.
Good morning, Coriel.
I
How
love
you doing?
That. Good morning. Doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, now that... Hey, remember, this is Allergy Corner.
Yeah, yeah.
This is that what we're officially reserving this for?
Yeah, JP and Coriel's Allergy Corner. Since I've had that addressed, it's like sleep is so nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, Lordy.
Just because you can actually get back to sleep now because you have medicine on board?
Yeah, I have the eye drops and the medicine and the
yeah, that 5 days of not taking allergy meds because you have to get the prick and see where you're allergic to.
Speaking of that, did you tell your boyfriend, hey, look, I'm looking to sleep tonight. Leave me alone.
Is yes. that a thing?
Actually, he was all plum tuckered out. He had came home and his buddy was over and they were having a couple brewskis. And then he was all sleepy and I said,
just the way you said that, it's like his buddy came over, they were playing out in their fort. They were they were running around town on their bicycles. They were just plum
playing
tuckered
the drums
out.
Drums in the garage. It was awesome.
I did. I scraped my knees skateboarding, but it's okay because I'm a big boy.
Yes.
And I was like, good
job.
Yeah,
that's what it felt like.
In our house, like on the nights where Jess is like really like, she's like, I need to sleep. She just flat tells me. She's like, you leave me alone.
She says,
if you come in that room thinking that like there's any type of wrestling match going on, you got another thing coming.
So help me, even if you toss Touch and me. Turn wrong,
yeah,
you're Whereas, getting an like, elbow.
And that's the difference between husbands and wives, because like I could be on my deathbed and I'd be like, let's do this thing, like whatever, girl, I'm okay.
Whatever.
I will always, I will rally the troops. We will be fine. We'll figure this out. That's the difference.
Like, I can muster just, no matter
yes,
what.
I am a team player.
And that's the way most guys are. So
yeah, that's the difference between husbands and wives. Like wives Lordy. Will ahead of time be like, listen, tonight is not the night. Husbands will be like, I don't care if I've got four times the flu. I am in. Like,
what do you need me to do? I'm ready to go.
Yeah. What do you need? I am here to help.
What can I do to motivate you? You need a back rub? You need your feet fixed? You want me to run a bath for you? Whatever it takes.
Jess was she got her first vaccine shot and she wasn't feeling great. And she comes in and she goes, Nick, okay, here's the deal. I need you to rub my back. That is it. And I was like, honey, I know you're not feeling well.
Oh,
she goes, and
no,
I know
she
you.
Knows.
So
she knows.
I know. And I'm like,
you have to say it.
Okay. Yes. You've got to be very specific. Otherwise,
yeah. even then, you might have to remind.
There's a reason why in only, what is it? Just a guy. Brad Paisley says only a back rub.
Right.
Yeah. And only a back rub.
It's true.
Put the blueprints out there. Otherwise, you think we're going somewhere else.
Yes. Yeah. She has to make, she's like, listen, I want you to touch my back. That's it. Just so you know.
Please
There's
just,
nothing else
just
going on.
Just touch
here.
It. Just poke just, it. That's
just
it.
Don't
That's
it. Nowhere else.
Nothing else. You need to understand that. And I'm like, really? All right.
You gotta follow the rules sometimes.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Married life, you guys.
It's the way it is.
Life. It's awesome.
On the way, we'll do our best to help out Marcus. He's not married. He went on a date and would like another one, but Heather's dodging him. We'll talk with him about that. We'll get you the results of the brain dump facts. All the things that you just have stored in your head. You can't do like any kind of like difficult math, but you know exactly that the human head weighs 8 pounds.
Good movie.
We'll have around a JP Maxx's guess. Goop has its Mother's Day list out, and it's ridiculous. And more free money coming up, too.
Come on, man.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Before we get going with what we're going to do for this segment, we're going to get you some free money first with Kix Cash.
There we go.
Keep track of the words today and tomorrow. The final days to win $1,000 a day. So it's pretty important to pay attention. That way you can get in the big money. Your first word of the day is rose.
R-O-S-E?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get the word rose into our website at kzkx.com for your chance to win $1,000 today from Kix. This one's a pretty weird story.
Okay.
In the fact that a man almost made one of the biggest mistakes of his life. And showed up to the wrong place.
Marriage.
Yeah, marriage. Yeah.
No, marriage.
Now, there's some mistakes you shouldn't make.
I know that you're jaded, JP.
Yeah.
No. Come on.
I'm okay with marriage.
It's just not my own.
Right.
I'm good.
First time not so good. We'll clean the slate. We'll just wipe the slate clean and we'll start over.
Beautiful.
There you go.
There's some mistakes you shouldn't make, and showing up at the wrong place for your wedding day is one of them.
What?
An unidentified groom and his entourage used Google Maps to find the venue for his wedding in a city in central Java. But instead, it directed them to a different house.
To a home?
Yeah. By chance, there was an engagement party going on at this house when they arrived.
Oh my God,
what are the odds of that?
Right? They walked in, shook hands, took their seats, assumed everyone else was there for the bride. The fiance was running late, but when she arrived, she quickly figured out what was going on. That's not my fiance. That's not my groom. He's not with me.
Negative. So she was in the right spot, but
she was in the right spot. He was not. He rolled in and just like, hurry, guys, get in place. We're behind. Groom,
did he not realize it wasn't a ceremony?
Well, the groom and his friends quickly made their realization.
Okay, good.
And their excuses, and then bailed. And there's a video of their exit from the wrong wedding that's gone viral on Instagram now.
What? That's so funny.
They're like, all right, guys, everybody, nice to see you all. We showed up.
Thanks for coming.
God bless. God bless. Beautiful, beautiful place you got here.
It's amazing. This is a great venue.
Believe it or not, I never once went to the venue that I was getting married at, and I meant the wrong one.
I would have looked down like I had a beep around me and been like, I am a surgeon. This is my surgeon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Assistant.
I'm on call.
And we must go save a life. Goodbye.
Yeah, my entire entourage, all seven of my buddies, and I got to roll out of here.
Hate to leave. Truly do, but I must go.
The groom did find the correct location, and his bride was still there waiting for him, luckily.
Oh, man. Oh, he is starting this thing off wrong.
Right?
Hey, at least she waited. I would have been like, you know what? Adios. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I don't think I would. But I would think that's funny.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah. No.
Oh, Jackson.
How do you?
He would have used that excuse, but in reality was busy trying to finish out a victory in Verdansk. With his friends,
yeah,
on
probably,
Call of Duty.
Yeah, one last Call of Duty round.
And then he's like, "No, you were like, you were playing Call of Duty, weren't you?" He's like, "No, I went to the wrong house, the wrong place."
And I'd be like, "What do you mean one last? As if I'm not gonna like make you play so I can watch you."
Right, exactly. You're at least understanding.
And he'd be like, "Yeah, I know, but then it's not fun anymore. It just feels forced."
All right, so that's one thing to pay attention to when you get to your wedding spot.
Please don't do that.
Make sure you end up at the right place. That's super important.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll get you the nitty-gritty for music setting. Give you more free money, too, which is a good thing.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
For this morning's nitty, we talk about Blake Shelton's rodent resident, Chris Stapleton rescheduling shows, Kane Brown making history, and new music from Dylan Carmichael on the way.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
So much like something I would do, like this possum, Blake Shelton turned his back on food he had cooked in the smoker, sitting on his back deck.
Right.
When he came back, a possum was having a feast.
No!
You can't blame the critter. I would do the exact same
thing. Oh, yeah, my gosh. What was he like cooking, did he say?
No, he just said barbecue.
Really?
Yeah, he says, heck, it was barbecue, sorry. It took a long time, obviously. I mean, it's a smoker.
Right.
So he actually tweeted some of the encounters with this little possum.
Am I interrupting you, or photos. Come in here and get the food that I smoked all night. But I'll wait till you're done. That's cool.
Actually, kind of friendly.
Then he tries petting it.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Yeah. So
a possum?
Yes.
Oh, man.
They're gross.
He wrote, quote, "At least I made a new buddy. Also, I don't recommend petting wild animals. It just so happens that I have the vodka reflexes of a rattlesnake."
Nice.
So, yeah, don't do as Blake Shelton does. But I would be very, very upset being Blake Shelton.
That your food
but
got taken?
Since I identify a little more with a rodent, I feel like I'm more or less rooting for the possum in this situation.
Getting nice.
Free barbecue, so... Chris Stapleton was forced to postpone a few dates of his All-American Roadshow, just a couple initially, but that has expanded into a few more. He's moved about 18 more shows from this fall of 2021 to the summer of 2022, completely canceled some concerts set for Atlantic City in New Jersey, but those moves don't affect Lincoln's show.
We're still fine.
So we are still okay.
Good.
October 15th, as of now, is still set at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Perfect.
So just in case you do see that floating around, don't panic. It doesn't involve Lincoln.
Right.
Okay. Also, just a reminder, the first part of Eric Church's triple album project, Heart and a Soul, starts churning out tomorrow.
Cool.
Heart drops tomorrow. And the middle album, which is, again, exclusively for the church choir comes out on the 20th. And then the last one, Soul, on the 23rd.
Nice.
Okey-dokey.
The ACMs also have announced another early winner yesterday, which is Kane Brown, winning Video of the Year with Worldwide Beautiful. He's the first black solo artist to win that award. And this is what he said about the song's origin. Quote, "I wrote it with three of my buddies. We were saying it'd be great. It would be a great day when everybody could just see the beautiful in the world. We're all a little different, but we're all just different types of beautiful. So we wrote a song about it," which is really nice. Making history there, Kane Brown.
Very cool.
And this song.
He didn't boycott that, right? I asked you guys that earlier. Which one did he boycott because he was mad at? Was it the CMAs? He boycotted one of them because they didn't nominate him.
Well, he's also had a very tough he's had a tough go of it. Probably the CMAs,
The Grammys.
Oh, was it?
Was it the Grammys?
It was the Grammys.
Okay.
I just know he was mad and he kind of threw a fit on Twitter. And
for a while there, I'm surprised that he didn't get more nominations. That I thought he should have had more nominations.
I'm just glad he hasn't gotten lost on his property again. Remember that?
Yeah. Okay, that was...
I can't find my way home.
Actually really funny.
It was not a very big property, and he's like, I don't know where I am.
It was pretty big, but it was brand new to them, and then it was like, oh my God, it's getting dark. We're literally lost.
We are lost.
Can you imagine? Oh my God. Thank you for bringing that up again.
I forgot all about that.
New music now from I would say country newcomer, but he's been on the scene a little bit, but he is kind of a fresh face and fresh voice for some of you. This is Dylan Carmichael. He packs a punch, pretty amazing. And this song, if you don't become obsessed immediately, I don't know what to tell you.
It's good.
New music now. You see Husker Nick, seal of approval.
Yep. I'm in. I'm in. This guy is country music.
It's
this
called
is good.
Hot Beer by it's Dylan like Carmichael 90s. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City. Yeah. I'm Corey Allen, Kix 96.9.
Drink a hot beer, build a fire in the pouring rain, burn all of my fishing gear, then set sail in a hurricane. But go hunting with an empty gun, see a once in a lifetime deer. Work a Saturday just for fun, and come home and drink a hot beer. I'm sorry if it sounds kind of overboard, but you cheated and you lied and you
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
You're wondering who that was? That was Dylan Carmichael.
Man, that was good.
Reason why he sounds familiar, his uncles are John Michael Montgomery and Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry.
Did you say that he covers Lucky Man
on his album? Yes, he does on his EP.
I got to check that out.
Yeah.
That was a very like Luke Combs 90s country vibe to that song, and I like it.
Hardy co-wrote that song with him, too. Yeah, so you can hear that same group of friends that hang out together and are making some damn good country music. That's good thing to start today. What else is good? Let us know about your good things. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Let's get to the good. Time to do some good things. We will start with Coriel giving us the first of the good things.
I'm updating you on L&K Freeges. So a while ago, this woman just decided to help feed the neighborhood, essentially.
Okay.
So times are tough, obviously.
Right.
And they were able to secure like a little mini fridge out on the front lawn. Like chain it down and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And encourage you to come by and just stock it with cold items that families could need. You know, milk, butter, meats, deli meats, fresh fruits, things like that. And there's a little, you know, like one of those like little free pantry things. So the free pantry thing is next to it as well.
Yeah.
But this thing has gone over so well. Like recently a local carpenter built like an enclosure for it. So it's super cute. And it says like the first L&K Freege on the top of it. And it's got all these cool colors and designs and whatnot. And then it looks like, according to the page, they are hoping to get two new Freeges installed soon. So they were looking for the help of local electricians as well.
Oh, nice.
So if you ever, I did one day, I got off work. I said, hey, I'm going to go drop, you know, $20 or something between Russ's and Walmart, and I'm going to stop by and just stock this thing full.
Nice.
It gets cleaned out very fast. It's free food, and families, although things are looking up in a sense as far as vaccinations and stuff goes, people are still struggling. So it's really neat.
Do what you can to help.
Yeah, it's type in L&K Freeges, F-R-E-E-D-G-E-S, like fridges, but like free food. You know what I'm saying?
Freeges, nice. That was very good. Hey, Husker Nick.
Yeah. Wow. That is fancy and new.
I like it.
My good thing today is super simple, and it's super generic, but it's something we could do every day. I was sitting at my son's school waiting for him to come out, and I'm just watching these teachers interact with these kids, and as I watched them, it just occurred to me like how tough of a year they've had and how they're just like freaking superheroes. So my good thing is our teachers here in town, and I just appreciate you guys for what you're doing, because these little kiddos, it would have been easy to have basically the last year be a lost year for these kids. And you guys have done an amazing job, just
keep
amazing
things rolling. Yeah, that's awesome. We did get a message from Jessica, who wants to thank Lincoln Public Schools and the people who put on the Unified Track Meet yesterday. If you don't know what that is,
Unified
brings together traditional and special needs students to participate. I know they do Unified Bowling because my girlfriend Caitlin is a part of that, and they do that on the regular. But this is the first Unified Track Meet. So yesterday they got to go out and be at Southwest High School and do that track meet, which is really, really cool. So a chance to get out and be active and do something neat.
Yay, with the that's students, good.
And combining all the students together is definitely a good thing.
Tell me something good.
And then my good thing is a sixth grader in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Her name is Kina, and she got the bacon bug during the pandemic, and now she's using her skills to help students in need.
Oh, baking.
Baking bug.
Okay, yeah. I thought you meant bacon, like she was like going to start making crispy slices of bacon to dole out to everybody.
She might make a bacon cheesecake. We'll have to see.
Oh, yes.
She created a business called Bugs Bakery. And she's been busy in the kitchen, so she decided to donate $5 from each sale of the cheesecake to her school district, the Hungry Hero Campaign.
Oh, awesome.
And it's a program that helps pay down student lunches across like all their account balances.
Wow.
She's already raised $1,000 and presented a check. She got to present a check to the school board, this little sixth grader, and helping out other kids make sure that they got school lunch.
That's inspiring.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Next, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
The most expensive, most ridiculous things you could ever buy for your mom. But hey, it is mom. So maybe
she deserves it.
Maybe you would go in for a $230 scrunchie.
No. No, never mind, Mom. not happening.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. On Kicks 96.9.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Well, Mother's Day is not far away. It's a little under a month. If you don't know what to buy your mom, you still have time to shop for the perfect gift. And Goop has you covered if you have the money.
That's Gwyneth Paltrow's, like,
most ridiculous website ever. You know how mad my wife would be if the kids got her something off of this thing?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Even just like something small?
Overpriced.
Like the DIY sushi kit that they've got for you?
DIY?
A DIY sushi kit?
Yeah.
Okay, but I would maybe buy
Dude,
that.
Dude, you got to be careful here. Like, our previous host, like, Liz, 50-50 whether she was going to waste money on this crap.
Yeah.
This is 100% Coriel buys a bunch of this stuff.
Nah, I'd say you are Liz.
Hey, for $29
Because most of these things are a lot more regal than I am.
So the DIY sushi kit at $29
I feel like you could be
reasonable?
Talked into spending money pretty easy.
Yes.
That's what I'm worried about.
The sushi kit, though, I'm interested in, to be honest.
That's $29
But you mentioned a scrunchie.
I did, yes. The Hermes scrunchie. Make sure your mom doesn't lose this particular scrunchie because it's $230.
Jeez, I think it's Hermes or something.
Hermes?
Like that. Yeah, it's like a, isn't that like a designer brand?
I don't know.
I think
I don't
you,
know.
I know
Hermes, someone right
the,
now.
Hermes
that knows,
from the Greek mythology stuff.
It could be, but I think it's Hermes or something like that.
I'll let you have
I might
that
be
one,
wrong.
Then. How about a mom group, an 8-week program for busy moms who want to get inspired in the kitchen? What? How much do you think the mom group costs?
Okay, first of all, this is a terrible idea. But the mom group, see, it's 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
$500.
Exactly right.
Really?
Coriel, yeah. $499.
Oh,
Coriel, what
so
do you say
dumb.
We buy this for you for from your rat?
If it is
and
only, yeah, from my...
We need you to get it together in the kitchen.
If
that's
if
not
only it was focused
annoying.
On solely pasta. If it was only, if it was pasta only, maybe.
Hey, Mom, you're cooking so terrible that for Mother's Day, we bought you cooking lessons on this website because you need to get back in the kitchen.
Right. I'd be like, well, first of all, one, you're my rat. Why are you talking to me? That's a problem. Yeah. And number two, you're also a rat. You will literally eat anything. Like, why do you care the quality?
You can get your mom the Brondell Swash 1400 luxury bidet seat.
A bidet seat?
Yeah, cover your mom's behind and then pray she doesn't post pics
on social
media. Can
I guess the price of that?
Yeah, go for it. Guess the price.
$1,200.
$649.
Oh,
do you guys ever wish that in the United States bidets were a normal thing?
I kind of do.
I do not.
They're fun.
They freak me out.
Really?
What?
They're easy to use.
I don't mind them at that truck stop.
Yeah.
Though.
Right.
Yeah.
I
stop at that truck
barrel?
Stop on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good.
I mean, give me a good jet of water spraying on my butt, and I'm a happy camper.
It's there. Like I'd rather have a truck stop bidet than a home bidet. I think.
Really? Because there's like less chance of an STD being on it or more.
I think it's more. And
oh,
it's
wow.
just kind of fun to be like,
I would not
what's
have picked
gonna
that
happen?
Option. Really?
It's fun. With it's like a Yahtzee.
With
every
the friends
time
you have
it.
That come over to your house on the weekends? Are you serious?
This is a true fact. Oh my God, that's funny.
That's funny.
So if you want to check it out, you can. I don't know anybody who'd buy their mom this. The Crave Vesper necklace. Huh? It's a personal gift.
Okay.
It's a special kind of vibrating necklace.
Oh, yeah. Who would buy their mom that?
Right?
Justin Timberlake and Andy Samberg.
Yeah. Probably. Just that
I'm a
because,
mother lover.
Because of the fact that they're mother lovers. Ooh. Oh, my God. Do I still have that? I still have
we
that.
We have successfully sung that song on this show twice now.
Oh,
for
it's
real.
So nice. Okay, turn it down. Ah, yeah.
I only have just that piece.
Here's what's next with the JP Coriel Show.
Job security.
I only have that little bit, I promise.
Okay, good.
You guys can go Google the rest of it, but not when your kids are around. Coming up, we'll get you what's trending. We'll get you Date 'Em or Dump 'Em and more free opportunities. Come join us for live music. Free money. Kicks cash. Last 2 days, and so far we've gotten the word Rose out there.
Like now, Johnny Rose from Schitt's Creek.
There you go.
Moira Rose.
Now this hour, it's winter.
W-I-N-T-E-R, something we do not miss.
Winter is not coming. But the word winter could get you $1,000. Get on our website at KZKX.com. The Nebraska Corn Board and Kicks 96.9. On the way, everybody's going to be talking about today. And it one involves a lot of yellow, go Big Red. Now it's Blake, Kicks 96.9. Good morning. When I
wake up, ooh. Wake up, Kicks Mornings, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending online now.
Kicks 96.9.
They hit the pause button on Johnson & Johnson, but then I guess decided to hit the pause button on a decision on what to do. Is that right, Coriel?
Yes. They have decided that they're going... Sorry, I wasn't paying attention for a second. My
she's
bad.
Eating, she's eating breakfast, and she's so into it.
My yogurt. I'm so worried that this is going to...
Is this yogurt
going
to be okay? Because it's 3 days past the due date.
I'm so worried that this is going to, like, make me sick. I'm sorry.
Just touch yes. it with your tongue.
Oh, my God. Give it to me, then, if you don't want to eat it. I'll eat it. It looks fine.
I'll be fine, I think. Okay, so the CDC is pushing back its decision on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to a week from now. So we mentioned that the CDC was going to meet to make an actual decision on pausing it, what they're going to do next. But while it's still paused, now the CDC, for whatever reason, is just deciding to make this last longer. So it's going to take another week for them to decide exactly what they're going to do. Okay. So it's like they're not going to lift the pause yet. It's still just on pause.
Take your time.
Yeah.
This thing might potentially hurt somebody. Let's not be in a hurry.
Which
to
I think is okay. I think that is fine to do wait for a second.
Yeah. It's perfectly fine. Just kind of take a step back and
wait. So if you were hoping to get back on track,
it's the one time shot, right?
That's the single shot. Yeah. So if you were hoping for that to be remedied, like as of now, it's still paused, and they're going to wait another week to revisit.
All right. Otherwise, there is still Moderna and Pfizer. Those are going strong, and there's all kinds of sites you can go to get a shot.
I get my second. Yeah, Vaccine Spotter seemed to be pretty easy to navigate. And
Coriel, are you nervous about your second shot?
Or I am a little nervous just because. My second dose of the Moderna is on the 23rd.
Yeah.
And I have heard quite a bit, and the pamphlet they give you, too, they're not shying away from it. Hey, if you do feel symptoms, these three factors will go into maybe you feeling them a little more, which is being younger, which I think I kind of make that age group at least. And
you're 29.
I know,
you
right? Am I
young.
Getting that?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I don't know.
Like
I don't feel
46.
Like it.
Six.
Whatever. I don't feel like it.
You act like an old person, but you're 29. I'm 46.
I feel like I don't. Whatever. Younger, female, and one that's recently had COVID. And I check all those boxes. So they said, a little nervous.
I read, though, in the pamphlet, and I don't know if you qualify, but it said if you have good hygiene, it'll help you through this.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'm going to preemptively take like 14 days off of work because I will be down for the count.
That's funny.
What?
You're
going to
like hurt yourself. Not
The number one thing everybody needs to be talking about today is Husker Volleyball opening their time at the NCAA tournament. It began yesterday. Up at the CHI Health Center in Omaha, the convention center up there.
Yeah.
And the Scurs will be taking on Texas State, which defeated Utah Valley in the first round. You can find that game on watchESPN.com. And, of course, Husker Sports Network, they've got the TuneIn app has the network you can do there. This will be the 39th straight NCAA tournament appearance for Husker Volleyball. It should be very interesting. They haven't played a match since before the Penn State game was supposed to be the final game of the season, round of the season for them. They have not played
in forever.
March 26th.
Yeah.
Was the Michigan 3-0 win that they had.
Did I tell you guys my son is a diehard volleyball fan?
Really?
Doesn't he love Lexi?
Lexi. I knew he liked
that
Lexi's son.
That's the same reason, like, when I was roughly his age that I got into Friends. I watched Friends with my mom because I thought
Jennifer Aniston
was, like, the most gorgeous person I'd ever seen.
True.
And my son thinks Lexi's son is, like, He's like dead. Awesome.
The moon and the stars.
Yes, he is. I mean, like, he just wide-eyed the whole time that he's watching. My little 8-year-old boy has got him, and he's turning him into a volleyball fan.
And I'll have to try and see if we can get him a signed Lexi-Sun little mini volleyball. That'd be kind of fun to have.
It would need to be a poster.
With a poster, really. Yeah. You got to have the poster, too.
He doesn't care that much about volleyball.
So, like,
he loves Lexi-Sun.
We got him a Lexi-Sun poster. He'd put that up in his room?
Oh, yes. Yes, he would.
We got to make it happen.
Did you have a person that you had a poster of that you put up in your room when you were a kid?
Me?
Yeah,
no,
a lady?
My mom and dad were worried about me because I had the Rage Against the Machine Monk on Fire poster. My mom and dad were like, do we need to take him in to talk to somebody?
Is this something we should be worried about?
Fire in his room.
That's so funny.
That was his one present he wanted for his birthday.
Did you have a poster of somebody up on your room?
I had so many posters, but
anybody like a heartthrob you were chasing after?
Not really. I more or less just wanted to be a Spice Girl so bad. So I had Spice Girls on my wall, and then I had I did have Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Freddie Prinze Jr. Like a J14 mag.
Freddie Prinze Jr. That's so awesome.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. There you go.
I had those too.
So volleyball today, 2:30, Texas State.
You had a Charlie Chaplin.
No, I had Alyssa Milano. Alyssa Milano from
Alyssa
Who's
Milano?
The Boss? In a bikini was the poster that I had. I have one of her in a bikini and one of her wearing her the New Jersey Devils hockey jersey.
Oh, yeah.
That was what I had up.
Oh, my God. That just makes so much sense. I can see it.
Okay. Coming up, we continue the fun with Datum or Dump'Em. We'll check in with Marcus next.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Datum or Dump'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Marcus would like another day with Heather, but she is not calling him back, and he wants us to dissect the date for him and see if maybe we can figure out what it is and then come to his rescue with Datum or Dump'Em. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
So give us the lay of the land. How did you meet up with Heather?
So I met Heather on Match.
Okay.
And she was, you know, super cool, sweet, very intelligent person. We had a great conversation. It was, nice to meet someone like her. And, everything went well. She's a stylist, and she showed me the things she's done for people on Instagram.
Nice.
And it feels like she's a very passionate person about her job. So we met up for drinks, and I thought we had a really good time. I thought I honestly brought my A game as well. I, you know, listened to what she had to say. I showed an interest, and I thought it really went well. So everything seemed cool, and I felt like things were going to go back to her place, but that didn't happen.
Okay.
That's fine too, but I just felt like we were on the same page, and then, you know, it just didn't, you know, not a big deal, but I thought I would definitely see her again at least, but nope.
Okay.
Okay. Does anything stick out in your brain at all that maybe...
You said,
or could you have offended in any way somehow?
No, I think I brought my A game, and everything was really, spot on, you know?
Ooh.
Well, the A game thing, did you try too hard?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, did you bring too much A game?
I was fun and flirty, but, no. I don't think I tried too hard.
Okay, here's potential.
Okay.
She was showing you what stuff she's done on Instagram and her job as a stylist. Did you make any comments about how hot any of her clients were? You're like, oh, well, damn, she's gorgeous. And like, you're on a date with me, buddy. Nothing like that?
No, I mean, I complimented her work, but I didn't make any, like, you know, direct comments about any person in particular.
Well, I mean, if truly nothing stands out to you, then obviously we are all at a standstill. And we're going to have to figure it out for you.
Didn't talk about politics. You didn't get into cancel culture or anything like that.
Oh, no. I try to stay away from that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right, we'll have to dig. We'll have to dig for you. We'll try.
We will do what we do and give Heather a call. And if we can get her on the phone, we'll see if she'll at least let us know what the issue is so that you can potentially fix it for the future. Best case scenario, we will. It could be something silly. And we can sort this out between the two of you and be willing to give you guys dinner on us to have another date.
That sounds great.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
What's next is you getting a chance to tell us what you think went wrong on the date. Or maybe it's something to do with Marcus himself.
I think when you create these guesses, please give it all you got on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because gift form is the best way.
Right, because you can come up with some pretty crazy stuff. We already had a guess of, like, maybe he's a little overzealous about getting back to her bedroom.
See, and I'm thinking, like, that makes sense.
He was like, I thought everything was going great towards us going back to her place. Get your guess in. Twitter, Facebook, KX969.
He had to have said something. He had to have asked some weird questions.
Yeah.
Or got, like, really too into it.
Do it in gift form. Facebook, Twitter, KX969 to be a part of Datum or Dump'Em.
Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
Trying to figure out what went wrong between Marcus and Heather and their date so far. We've had, he came out of the gate too strong. Women like confidence in a man, but not begging eagerness.
Right, being like a try hard or almost right. Like, yeah. I like the one on Twitter, KZKX969. He has bad hygiene, ? And it's a gif of Will Ferrell as the elf. You smell like beef and cheese.
That's the perfect one. That's a really good guess. Get your gif in with your guess on Twitter, Facebook, KX969. What do you think went wrong between Marcus and Heather? Datum or dump?
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump 'Em with JP, Corey, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So if you're just joining us, it's Marcus who met Heather on Match. Great conversation. Found out she's a stylist, and he was shown some of the things she's done for people on Instagram. She's very passionate about her job. He liked that. They had drinks, had a really good time. He brought his A game. He thought everything was great.
Also, like, A game. Come on.
He also thought that maybe he was hoping for a chance to go back to her place and hang out some more and got shot down, but it seemed like they were going to have another date. Melissa Messer just said maybe he criticized her Instagram styling work and asked if she had a real job, LOL.
Oh, God.
That would have been a bad idea.
Bobby thinks maybe she's way out of his league.
And used the Jennifer Aniston topless gif that, like, yep. Abby, him trying to flirt.
And it's Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis. Which is really like done, Abby.
Looking like a dork.
You can see those guesses.
I can see that one, too, though. Maybe he, yeah. He also called it A game, so maybe he's,
right. He's a
not as
bit,
smooth as he thinks he is. Yeah.
Let's find out from Heather.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Heather.
This is Heather.
Heather, hi. It's
good morning.
JP, Coriel, Huskernick, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hello.
Hello. What? I'm sorry, I'm just a little taken aback. Well, What's up?
Well, we do this little dating thing on our show called Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, and you have been called out by someone you wanted a date with.
Okay. I've been on a handful of dates, so who are you calling about?
Well, we're calling on behalf of Marcus.
Marcus.
Marcus, okay. Yeah. I can talk about Marcus, but he's probably not going to like it.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, we want to know. Spill the beans.
Oh, I mean, we were out, we had some drinks. You know, he was flirting pretty hard. I could definitely tell he was into me.
Right.
I wasn't really sure if I was interested in him or not yet. I mean, I was kind of into him, but then we got to basically the middle of the date, and we're talking. And you guys, he put his hand on my calf and ran it down and took off my shoe.
What?
Yes. Hand on calf and took off my shoe. We were out in public, first date. Okay.
What do you like? rub your feet, rub your toes.
Well, I mean, I like freaked out and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said he needed to see my feet. And I was floored because we're in the middle of this place with all these people around.
Ew.
It was so creepy. I mean, thankfully for him, I was, like, slightly buzzed, so I didn't completely freak out. But I did ask what he was doing, and it was really obvious that it was not my thing, especially not there when I first met this person.
Oh, okay. So this, that was weird. That's
this was
weird.
The end of the date for you, basically.
Absolutely. I mean, if someone has the gall to do that to a stranger.
Did you, did it, was he like, oh, you have really cute feet? And like, kept to like, was he like obsessing over your feet?
Honestly,
feet
fetish? I blacked out trying to keep my composure in a restaurant.
That's really weird. It's weird. And I know that like, that's a thing for some people.
Is feet?
Is feet. I mean, we know that. We've even had that woman.
Well,
who
that's
sold,
right.
Like,
was selling her
but
photos.
But
yeah.
That's weird to go, especially to be on a date.
Quick, let me see your feet.
With somebody for the first time, and then to touch you like that? Like, ew.
Yeah, that's even weirder, the fact that he, number one, didn't say, hey, can I see your feet? He just actually went and made the move.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Instead of trying to go in for like
high in the air.
Go in for a kiss or a hug, he goes down and grabs your foot.
I am not judgmental. I think whatever happens in your bedroom is your business, as long as both people are cool with it.
Right.
He did not see if I was cool with it, and we were not in my bedroom.
Ew, yeah. It's like, oh, God. He didn't even, like, ask. See, that's the thing that like, bothers me. Is that he wasn't at least like, at least give you like a heads up and like ask to see your feet or something like that. But the fact that he just like started grabbing your calf and took off your shoes, like, ew, sir.
I mean, the balls to have you guys call me? I mean, this is rich.
Yeah.
This is rich.
Hey, well, even better is he has been sitting on hold the entire time and has heard our conversation.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
The voyeur that he is, apparently. Marcus.
Oh, Marcus.
Look, I can explain. I dated this girl, and, you know, this is going to sound shallow, but in the fall, she's totally stopped taking care of her feet.
Oh, my God.
You would hate my, you would literally hate my feet. Like,
like 24/7.
You would walk out on that date with me.
Okay, so she stopped taking care of her feet. What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, she's wearing boots and covering up her feet and just letting them go. Her nails were gnarly and the polish was off. Her heels got super dry. And one time she rubbed her foot against my leg in bed and I swear it was like sandpaper.
Oh.
I just wanted to make sure Heather's feet were good. And Heather, you absolutely passed the test. You have great feet.
Oh. Wow.
That's your amazing
look.
I'm
so grateful I passed your crazy freaking test. Cool.
I it up to you.
That just made my day. Happy to have this for my morning. I feel
awesome.
Oh, my
God.
Real quick, what was it said you, Marcus, you were going to do to make it up?
I would say I'm more than willing to make it up to you. You know, I'd be willing to pay for your next pedicure.
What?
Oh, my God.
As generous as that offer is, Marcus, I can handle my own pedicure. Thank you very much.
Marcus, do you have a thing for feet?
I wouldn't say I have a thing for feet. I just appreciate a good, you know, a good set of feet.
Like, okay, so you appreciate
feet.
Well, and,
okay, but you also are hoping that your date or whoever you're seeing takes care of themselves is what I'm not trying to defend you at all, but I'm just saying you don't want the person to get so comfortable that they just give up on life.
God.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to be in bed with a hobbit. You know what I mean?
Like, hey, weird. Hobbits can be cute.
Wow. If it's a guy, I don't know about. Well, I mean,
oh, no,
you,
a hobbit is fine either way.
Corey,
no, I mean,
hobbit.
I understand what you mean. It's kind of a. Are you? So you're saying that, like, the way that.
It's not that you have a foot fetish, you just want the person to take care of themselves.
The former woman with
right.
the crusty feet, as you have suggested, it's the indication of whether or not she'll take care of herself. Is that like why you
it's
were
a
checking?
Big indication. I respect foot health. Okay, and it's very important.
But what if her hands are crusty? Did you look at her hands?
Oh.
I mean, you know, that can tell you something, but it's not
you,
a telling.
I think you just, I think it boils down. I think you haven't come to terms with the fact that you like feet.
You guys are acting like this is all normal. This is not even a foot. This is a foot obsession. If he wanted to ask me if I get pedicures, you say on a first date, hey, curious, you get pedicures by yourself?
Right.
You don't touch someone's leg and take off their shoes.
You could also, I mean, he could also present it to you and say, hey, this is a crazy story. but how well do you take care of your feet? And then you're like, okay, what's going on? And then you can say, okay, exactly. I'll explain. I had a former girlfriend of mine who, when the fall hits, she became a hobbit, and then she wouldn't do anything with her feet until springtime, and it was like living with Bigfoot.
To be honest, if my first date sat across from me and told me that, I'd go, I would think he was weird. Because I'd be like, why are you so pressed about my feet?
But,
like,
but where's, get out of where's here. The right way then for Marcus to go? Because he went for the foot grab.
The correct
or
way.
Or you could have the conversation with her about it, about the former girlfriend.
I think, first of all, don't even talk about it on the first date.
Foot grab, Heather, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Checking things out, making sure it's not a lab culture down there.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Right, I'd say don't talk about it on the first date. First of all, that's weird. And if you are bringing up something like, hey, you know, I'll be honest, I've always kind of wanted to get like a pedicure. I know some guys that get them sometimes. I think it's like, I'm kind of interested. Do you get them? What's it like?
Oh,
do you want to go get one together?
That's kind of the low-key way of doing it, because then you can check the feet out.
Because you just offered to pay for one for her anyway. Right. It's like, that's all you have to do. And then if she reveals her crusty feet, you just fake it like, oh, that's cool.
And,
you
and then it's Heather who's
it.
Calling us
you're
asking why Marcus isn't calling.
You're going to end up on here anyways.
Yeah. Wow, there's no real right way, I don't think, to ask somebody about their feet.
I think you imply that you'll buy pedicures and you ask what it's like, because you're interested in them.
That's a valid route,
Corio. And then also you maybe just avoid that on the first date.
Yeah,
I think it's not date material. You can't just grab her calf and slide her freaking shoe off, dude. Like, you can't do that.
I'd say, Marcus, the next time you go on a date with a woman and you're concerned about their feet, then maybe you go the route that Coriel suggests and saying, hey, we should go get pedicures for the next date. Because I don't know a single lady who would turn down a free pedicure.
I don't even like pedicures,
but
I get them.
That's a lot of time to waste, you know. I want to get it, you know, I'm at an age where I don't want to waste time. I want to find out.
Okay, but you can sit and get a pedicure and have a conversation with somebody, and it takes, what, like 30 minutes to an hour, maybe? Maybe.
Yeah, probably like an hour.
Like, yeah, so you can have an hour conversation, and sometimes they have, like, beverages you can drink and enjoy while you're sitting there talking. I mean, there's lots of communication time that you could get.
You also don't even need to close the deal on that.
It's
literally just asking the question, because you can pretty much find out whether or not her feet are nice based
on
how she answers.
Because
if she's
right.
And she goes, ugh, no, I like never get them, you can probably assume that, yeah, it might be a little dicey down
there. It's hobbit feet. Yeah, okay.
You think maybe I should just ask for feet pics?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm taking by your temperament, Heather. You are not a fan of going on another date with Marcus.
Absolutely not.
Okay, then we will end here.
Heather, if you want to make a quick coin, though, sounds like maybe you could send him some feet pics.
Oh. Yeah, if I'm ever in need, I'll be sure to reach out.
Wow. All right. Well, Marcus, thank you for getting a hold of us, man. I hope we gave you some better avenues to go down.
to inspect the feet without just grabbing it.
Without being
it.
A creeper.
At least ask permission to grab the legs and stuff first next time, okay?
Hey, all right. I'll take it under advisement.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Marcus, thanks for reaching out. Heather, thank you for being on our show. We appreciate you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We've had all kinds of gifts and messages coming in about
so great.
Today's Datum or Dumbum. I mean, the fact, like, the creepy stalker gif of the guy who hooked her up with dinner. He's a creep.
The
Chrissy Teigen, me right now.
From, it says Rochelle Jordan?
Rochelle Jordan.
Okay, yeah. Sorry for saying that. So weird. But it in all caps, oh, men. And I believe, isn't that New York from Flavor of Love?
I think so, maybe. Rubbing her temples.
Yeah, rubbing your temples, like, oh my God, yeah. So exhausting.
Shelly did have a good suggestion. Hook him up with foot lady, foot pick lady. Because she didn't get a date because she sells pictures of her feet.
Yeah, oh, that's a good connection.
We may have to reach out and see if that's something to
actually
do.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, no. You need our help with any data issues, we're here for you with Datum or Dumbum. Just get a hold of us. That was no day.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Well, you know that it's going to be all right. I think it's going to be all right. Everything will always be all right when we go shopping.
Not necessarily. It really is hard to do online shopping.
It is, and I just now figured out how to order from Amazon.
Really? It took you that long?
It's not that hard. but I still manage to mess things up quite a bit.
And I've got a weird shaped body. And so it wasn't okay. Until I went and got measured for a suit for that Mrs. Nebraska pageant that I was in from Tip Top Tux.
Okay, right.
I got their measurements because I know that you can go online and kind of look and match up shirts because like shirts are either too big or they're too small.
Right.
And so I was like, I always got it wrong and had to send it back and get a different size. And so with online shopping, it's like, okay, that's a little bit more of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Nick James is going to make us all feel better because he has been using a program called Tesco, which is like a click and collect to do his shopping. But his order wasn't accurate when it arrived for pickup last week. He went to go grab his order and employees told him he had a surprise amongst his groceries.
What?
A nice touch, but Nick wasn't expecting anything this night. While he was, he said he figured out it was like an Easter egg or something maybe. When he went through his order, he found he had a new Apple iPhone SE.
Huh?
That had been substituted for the bag of apples he ordered.
Why? Oh, Apple.
Yeah.
Like an Apple.
Somebody screwed product. That up.
What?
Somebody screwed that up.
Oh,
he was supposed to get
a
bag of apples.
Ah,
it's like, we're out of apples. Here's an Apple iPhone SE.
I'm going to start ordering online like that and hope somebody messes up royally.
I guess it's a part of a program that he found out called this Tesco program where they're calling it Super Substitutes.
Okay.
He stumbled on this, and now it's a thing that people are starting to pay attention to.
Super Substitutes.
Where they're replacing items like frozen cod for Apple AirPods.
What?
Laundry tablets for Samsung Galaxy Tab 7, because tablets and tabs. And fresh baked bread rolls for Motorola EZ.
Oh my God, this is crazy. Yeah.
Like, can you imagine?
Oh my goodness.
Surprise, you're getting an Apple iPhone.
What a major flaw.
Right.
I mean, so do you have to return it at that point?
No, they're saying, no, we did this on purpose. Tesco is doing this on purpose as just like a surprise.
So they're meaning to.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a mistake. Okay. But they're like, no, for real, we just want to be nice.
You know what? That's actually kind of awesome.
Okay, but is it though? I mean, like you're planning a big meal. And you're expecting the frozen cod to be there?
JP, you're going to be upset about not getting fish.
Like, you have people coming over.
You get a multiple $100 item.
You bought a bunch of fish for dinner, and then your order's supposed to be there. Then, like, you have no time to run to the store and get more fish.
Okay, I'm going
to
be honest with you. I think that's a little ridiculous. You know darn well that you go, you guys, look what I just got. Joke's on you. We're all going to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Dinner's not happening. In fact, you were all paying on your own.
Because I got my Apple AirPods.
I have my instead. AirPods that I have to listen to now.
So
goodbye.
Instead of cod, they got pods.
Dinner party's off. I'm sorry.
Coming up next.
With JP, I tried. Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I tried to be angry about that, but there's no way.
You can't.
No.
I mean, I guess I'd be a little like, oh, dang it, darn, I have all these people coming over. But what a great excuse to be dinner's not ready. I just got AirPods for free somehow.
Right. Instead, we're ordering pizza.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we'll give you a chance to win. We're going to give you a chance to win concert tickets, and we're not going to mess with you at all.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a chance to go against Coriel with JP makes his guest. With Kicks Cash today and tomorrow, the final days, your chance at $1,000. So collect the words, and every word you grab is another entry in to win. You just got to get on our website at kzkx.com. We've had Rose, Winter, and now Spray.
S-P-R-A-Y.
The word spray in our website at kzkx.com for your chance to win $1,000 today for the Nebraska Corn Board and Kicks with Kicks Cash. On the way, JP makes his guess to get you into the Lindsay L. Lot. Time once again to play JP makes his guess. Husker Nick is out today, so it's just you versus Coriel.
Bring it on.
Jeez.
Okay. I'm trying to instill fear.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, bring it on, Busters.
466-9696 if you'd like to play JP Makes His Guess and win concert tickets. We'll explain what it is coming up in just a minute. But yeah, your chance to play 466-9696. Think you're smarter than Coriel, which I'm sure a lot of people do think they're smarter than you. Your chance to win.
Come on now.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Time once again to play JP Makes This Guess, where you can win fabulous prizes by taking on our hosts. And Husker Nick had to bail out early today. So Stephanie just gets to take on Coriel. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
How confident are you in beating Coriel?
Oh, I'm confident.
Oh, no, Stephanie! I'm shaking in my boots.
She seems like she knows what she's...
Oh, no.
Got a good head on her shoulder. Chance to win yourself some tickets to go see Lindsay L. live. She's going to be... We got her live at Bushwhackers coming up.
May 29th.
It's going to be a good time with her. So all you have to do is correctly identify. We had it a while back, and I've been saving it for like a day like today.
Okay.
When Jensen Karp, who is a former radio personality and like a star writer of TV shows and whatever, he's also married to Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
He found those shrimp tails in some cereal.
Yes.
And so it made me think about the best breakfast cereals of all time. According to Ranker.com, we're looking for the top 10 best breakfast cereals of all time. And since Stephanie is the guest playing, she gets to go first.
Okay. I'll go with Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms is a good answer. And Lucky Charms comes in at number 4. So already Stephanie's got the top in the top 5.
Okay.
Go ahead, Coriel.
Cheerios. Like the...
Which would you please elaborate?
Honey? Isn't there like a honey one?
So you want honey Cheerios?
Yeah, there's honey something.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you.
Right?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay, that's what I mean. I thought I couldn't remember what it was.
Honey Nut Cheerios comes in at number 3.
Okay. Oh.
So you did get on the board with the best breakfast cereals of all time.
Stephanie and I are 1-1.
Yes.
Okay. No pressure, Stephanie, but don't mess it up.
Okay, how about Trix?
Trix are for kids. That's Trix a good are for guess. Kids. Is Trix on the board?
Oh, really?
Trix comes in at number 17.
Oh, bummer.
Back to Coriel.
Ooh, Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles in at number 5.
Yes.
Back to Stephanie.
All right. Captain Crunch.
Captain.
Dang,
like Captain.
Dang it. She's coming for me now.
Number 7, Captain Crunch. Back to Coriel.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops is there.
Yes.
Number 6.
All right, Stephanie. Toe to toe. Let's go.
Frosted Flakes.
Ooh.
Frosted Flakes.
Girl. Oh.
Number 2.
Oh.
Oh, God. What are they called? The Wheaties. Like the Frosted Wheaties or whatever they're called.
Frosted Wheaties is what
right?
you want to go.
Frosted okay. Wheaties?
Frosted Wheaties.
Oh, no.
I don't even think Wheaties is in
Isn't
here.
That a thing, though?
I probably.
Okay.
Knowing you. I'm not saying frosted Wheaties or okay, even Wheaties.
Are they
general.
Already frosted? I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, yeah, they're like frosted mini wheats.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not there.
Thanks,
either.
Stephanie.
Oh,
okay. Oh, I like those.
Chance
I do too.
To. You have a chance to win the game because you guys okay. are both tied 3-3. Okay. So Stephanie just needs one right answer.
Dang. Thinking.
The best breakfast cereals of all time, according to Ranker.com and people voting there.
Cracklin' Oat Bran?
Okay, ma'am. Okay, you know what? Here's the deal. I'm going to give you a mulligan, and you're going to do that over. Because
look in the cabinet or something. I'm in my car.
You're going to do that
I can't
over.
Think anymore.
Do it over.
Okay.
Cracklin' Oat Bran.
I'm thinking of the grocery store. Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, she's already
said
fruit.
It. Keep
so we've had okay. We've had Frosted Cocoa Flakes, Puffs. Honey Nut Cheerios, Lucky Charms, oh, Cocoa Puffs.
Ooh.
Cocoa Puffs. Number 12.
I think I actually heard her say like cinnamon. I heard Cinnamon Toast Crunch come out of her mouth instead.
When?
Just now.
Yeah, I did say that.
Is that on the list?
It is.
Are I think you, I heard that instead.
Are you going to use that one?
No, I think I think we misunderstood her. I think she said Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Did you say Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yep, that's what I was thinking. I might have said something else, but that's what I meant.
She meant that, so all now right. She wins the Lindsay L ticket.
All right, there you go. I don't hate that you cheated to help her, Coyle.
I cheated to help her. Can I just
Do you want to know what that answer
Stephanie,
was?
By the way, I really love that you said crackling oats. Like, I haven't heard that. I have not heard that phrase. Like,
what kid's going to eat crackling oat bran?
In forever. Like,
well,
that's nuts.
For old people.
No, I know. No, it's for old people.
That is for old people. But
that's for old people.
Okay.
Okay.
So, did you know that Cinnamon Toast Crunch was the number one answer, Coriel?
No, I actually didn't.
That was the number one answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had Reese's Puffs at 10. Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries at 9.
Ooh, that's so specific.
Cocoa Pebbles at 8. Cap'n Crunch at 7. Fruit Loops at 6. Fruity Pebbles at 5. Lucky Charms at 4. Honey Nut Cheerios. Frosted Flakes and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. The one that had all the shrimp tails in it.
The one,
was
yeah.
the winner.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. Oh, dang it. That's funny because I didn't even compute like those two together. Wow.
Didn't stick in your head, did it?
Wow. Okay, well, Stephanie, congratulations. You're going to Lindsay L.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening. On the line, we'll get you your prize, and that is how you play. JP makes his guess.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Maybe Coriel will cheat for you.
Yeah, maybe I will.
I mean, you might as well, because
I can't. I mean,
you can't win the tickets.
I can't win the tickets, you know? I'm just over here doing the Lord's work for you.
I don't know about that. Stay diligent, get your work done, and get in for free money with Kicks Cash. Your chance to win $1,000, courtesy of the Nebraska Cornboard and Kicks. We've had Rose, Winter, Spray, and now Bun.
Bun, B-U-N.
Yes. Bun is fun.
Bun.
Put the word bun on our website at KZKX.com.
$1,000 could buy a lot of buns to go with the wieners that you do for a weenie roast.
Coriel.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
What would you do?
I used to do a game called The Impossible Question.
Okay.
And with that, it was like one of the most challenging questions of all
time.
I think this one eclipses it because this question is super challenging.
Are you talking about the Throwback Thursday?
Yeah.
It is tough.
Like, who would you rather have a beer with is what we put up. And your choices are the King, George Strait. Who had Write This Down, a bunch of hits like Check Yes or No.
Amarillo by Morning.
Carry Your Love With Me. Amarillo by Morning, which is a big deal too.
Oh.
Like all these massive hits.
Okay.
Or do you want lunch with this guy? Or beer with this guy?
Beer with this guy.
Who also has a pile of country music
Garth
hits.
Garth Brooks.
Blame it all on my
I mean,
roof.
How do you choose between George Strait and the guy who brought you...
Oh, stop. We played that this morning.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, how do you
Let me
pick...
Let the first part. Oh, dang it.
Just give me little samples.
Okay.
So I don't want to play one song too long because I don't want to sway anybody's vote.
I think we... You're right. I'm sorry.
But what a challenge.
This is tough. So who would you rather have a beer with and why? George Strait or Garth Brooks? It's Throwback Thursday style.
Right.
And we'll bring you a Fresh Faces Friday version. But so far, I mean, this has just been up not long. And it's almost it's basically tied at this point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Already?
It really is. It's almost tied up. It's a hair over George Strait, though.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, a hair more for George as of now. I like how JR jumped in and said, Chris Gaines!
Which would be fun.
Yeah, and a lot of people say George Strait because he has some wild stories. Which I think Garth would have pretty wild
Garth
ones, too.
Garth has got a lot of wild ones, I'm sure,
but,
too.
But many people say George has some really good stories to tell.
I love that you got the almost soul patch Garth Brooks picture there.
That's oh, yeah.
Funny. All right, so go to our Facebook page, KX969. And do the Would You Rather Throwback Thursday, having a beer with Garth or George Strait.
Sometimes these questions seem so easy on its face.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But if you think about it, we are talking legendary Garth Brooks and the King George Strait. This is almost impossible.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
96.9. You're the best
around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. We are pretty good here in Nebraska. But what's the best state in America?
The best state?
In all of the United States, all 50 states.
And all, let me count here. I think there's 50.
Yeah. Well, if you think it's the one you grew up in, you're not alone. Someone pulled thousands of people all over the country.
Okay.
And it showed like a series of head-to-head matchups, basically kind of like a bracket challenge almost.
Okay.
Like who's better, California or Texas?
Okay.
Then they took those results and ranked all 50 states by winning percentage. And overall, people were loyal to their home state, choosing it 77% of the time. But according to the rankings, the number one state overall is Hawaii.
Oh, because that's probably the one state we can all agree on that is like the best to visit.
Right? Has 69% win percentage.
It did okay, really, it that did makes pretty sense. Well.
Then it's if
oh, so it's from YouGov.
Yeah, YouGov.
That pulled. Okay, I see
mm-hmm.
it.
And the top,
they got some good ones.
The top five are Hawaii, Colorado, Virginia, Nevada, and North Carolina.
I'm surprised Colorado is right behind Hawaii.
Well, it's so beautiful though with the mountains and stuff. You go
that's
from
also
like the
a hot
ocean,
destination spot,
right? You go from the oceans and the warm weather to the mountains and the cold weather and the skiing and all the other fun stuff you can do in Colorado. The worst of the worst, the least popular states to live in: Alabama, Mississippi, Jersey, Arkansas. I was in there.
They do have the District of Columbia in there, too.
Yeah, they threw that
number
in.
Number 51.
Number 51. But Alabama is apparently the worst place.
Oh, dang.
Iowa's not far away, though.
Iowa is 46.
Makes me feel really good about Nebraska, because we're not in the bad or the good. We're right in the middle again.
Well, we're a little above the middle.
Yeah, 34 out of 50? That's not terrible. I mean, Arizona did beat us, so number 7.
We're really kind of trying to justify that at this point, I think.
Okay, but we're not as bad as Iowa.
But we're not as bad as Iowa, so
we're also not
as
bad as Oklahoma either.
Also, I'm very glad that Missouri, we also beat Missouri.
We beat Missouri.
Because although I grew up traveling to Missouri quite a bit because of my grandparents, other than like a few, like, you know, camping and fishing areas, I think Missouri is gross. I'm sorry. Missouri has the craziest.
Okay, it's some great places.
It has
but yeah.
the craziest true crime cases and like
is that right?
And like cults and like drugs and crazy
yeah,
crap.
That's true. They got a lot
Missouri
going on
sucks.
In Missouri.
I'm sorry.
So
it does.
That's funny. We beat out the Dakotas too, which I'm glad about because it's so freaking cold up there. But what? Anyway, so we did all right. We beat Iowa. That's kind of really all that matters.
That's
for
really
us,
all
right?
that matters, and we don't even need to talk about what Arizona placed. Because in our hearts, Arizona is even...
They're right there next to Iowa at like 47.
It's below Arizona.
I think there's
Iowa.
A mistake. It should be Arkansas that's number 7 and Arizona
yeah, swap
at number
them out. That's a typo,
47.
So we should probably email
yeah,
them.
Yeah, we'll fix that. We talked about it earlier because Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop. Website
the craziest
has,
and yeah. cringiest gift guide.
Truly, it does. So, for Mother's Day gift ideas, if you're a
that
mother
makes
lover,
so nervous every time you play that.
Just a little bit. That's it. That's what editing can do. So you don't accidentally play the
job
whole
security,
thing.
Job security.
Right. So, but Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah, May 9th. Sunday, May 9th. Put it in your calendars and a reminder on your phone. Especially because I think mom would be a little hurt if you didn't at least acknowledge it or that person that is mom in your life.
Right.
There is $1,000 up for grabs at KZKX.com.
Money.
From Kix and A.T. Thomas Jewelers. We're going to help you treat mom. Treat her extra special. $1,000. You could buy her jewelry with that if she's jewelry gal.
That's
or
really fun.
Like what you, when you mentioned Goop.
Yeah.
Earlier, you said, Hermes.
Well, okay,
we were talking
that's...
about the Goop gift guide. Then there's a designer scrunchie for sale that's like $250 or something like that.
Don't
right?
add me on that because that's how you spell Hermes, the mythical god.
I know, but this is like the highfalutin brand, the nice okay. brand,
awesome.
And it's Hermes.
Yeah, that scrunchie is $230.
Yeah, $230. Crazy. So I don't know. I mean, you could buy her, you know, like what, four of those?
Yeah, if you wanted to.
Get her different colors.
Get her the bidet like, is only $6.49.
There you go. You could get her a bidet and a Hermes scrunchie.
Okay. Anyway.
Make her fancy. That, or, you know, just stick with A.T. Thomas Jewelers
right,
and get her like
too.
A really awesome, you know, necklace and earring set or something.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. $1,000 for mom. KZKX.com.
All right. Do that now and get in there for your chance to win. Tomorrow we'll be back. It'll be free fun Friday time. Right?
Yes. Out of context contest.
Redneck review. We'll have Jungle John swing by and a whole lot more.
Fake News Friday.
We'll get the results of your who would you rather drink a beer with, too.
Throwback Thursday style.
Which is going on right now.
And bring you a fresh faces battle.
Okay, go check that out. Facebook KX969. If you missed the show today, you can catch Datum or Dump'em and everything else on our podcast at KZKX.com. See you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. You're listening to JP, Corey, and Husker Nick.
Waking you up every morning.
On Lincoln's Kicks.